Hey, I'm just letting you know that in February 2023, I am speaking at my friend Andy Storch's event in Sonoma, California. It's called the Talent Development Think Tank. I'll be running a session on marketing your workshops. And on day three, I'll be hosting the 2-hour workshop blueprint session. I'd love to see you there. Head on over to leannehughes.com/think tank. Enjoy the episode.
Life's too short, so you're here to work and live large. Here's your host with nothing to lose, Leanne Hughes.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Leanne Hughes. It's lovely to see you again this week on Work and Live Large. Hey, today I am very excited. It is the 22nd of March. What that means is my favorite author, my favorite friend-tor, Jenny Blake, her book, Free Time, Lose the Busy Work and Love Your Business, is released today. So to celebrate that, I thought I'd create a 2x Tuesday dedicated to a theme in this book, which is about the Fiji test. I'll explain more in a moment, of course. Before we dive in, thank you so much for subscribing to the show as it's just sort of launching. The cadence, of course, you've got the weekly 2x Tuesdays, and then every now and then I'll sprinkle in an interview, and I've got some amazing ones coming up and also recorded a sensational one about like just some really interesting, dynamic ways of working large that I had never ever considered before. And you won't see these in any textbooks as well. So I'm very excited to share that conversation with Matt Stewart coming up. Before I share the 2x Tuesday, I just want to talk about this book, Free Time, for a moment. So this is Jenny Blake's third book. I discovered her work through her previous book called Pivot. She was on a podcast with Pat Flynn. And basically ever since listening to that one conversation, it's pretty amazing how you can listen to a podcast and it can actually change your life. This one really did. I reached out to Jenny, we connected. I actually worked through the Pivot method and that really helped me love my job. I went from looking at job boards constantly to then figuring out that I needed to go through the Pivot method of planting, scanning, piloting, and launching. And everything turned for me by reading that book. And so I am just, Jenny's work is so pragmatic and she makes it very simple. What's so exciting about this as well is that Pivot got me onto starting my original podcast called First Time Facilitator. And in this book, she shares that experience of when I decided to launch a podcast and how serendipitous it was. So in the show notes for this episode, I'll put a link to the conversation I had with Jenny on her podcast, Free Time. And that story about kicking off my podcast was actually, she wrote about it in her book, Free Time, in the chapter around non-linear breakthroughs. And it's something I completely believe in. I feel that at any moment in your life, you can be plodding along, right? And something will come in and just completely shift the direction of what you were thinking. And for me, it was randomly winning a podcast competition and having to go on stage and let everyone know what my podcast was about. Now, the catch was I hadn't got a podcast. I just created the title First Time Facilitator on a whim. I put it into the hat and it was chosen. And from that one moment of having a bit of luck, it encouraged me to start the show 3 months later. And here we are, 4 years later. Also, a link to purchase Free Time will be in the show notes as well. I recommend you get the hardcover copy. It is the most joyful book to pick up. There is gold confetti on it. It is a beautiful book. I love everything about it. All right, now let's jump into this week's 2x Tuesday. The question we're exploring today on 2x Tuesday is, do you pass the Free Time Fiji test? What is that? What is the Fiji test? I'm going to go to page 230 of Free Time and share the chapter 22 recap. So what the Fiji test is, here's a 2-sentence summary. If any team member were to get whisked off to a 3-week surprise vacation with no devices and no ability to give notice, could the rest of the team seamlessly step in and take over the role? To achieve this, each person works towards making themselves replaceable every day. Isn't that awesome? You actually want to work to be replaceable, and you're so taught to, make yourself indispensable and irreplaceable. But this is about, hey, well, if you actually want to create free time and get whisked off to Fiji, how will you enable that? This isn't about you going to Fiji and then every minute waking up, checking your emails, jumping onto Zoom calls. This is about you going to Fiji and being completely like off the grid and immersed in what you're doing there. Now, the metaphor of Fiji could also be applied for real life. I mean, well, Fiji could be a real life situation for you. If so, like, please send me Instagram photos of yourself in Fiji while you're whisked away. But it could also be for a family emergency where things have just happened. You just cannot get connected. You cannot get to your device. You cannot physically respond. And you don't want to. You want to be there and present for your family. As you know, as another example, it still applies. So in, and by the way, this 2x Tuesday, this isn't a grid, an official grid in her book. I just thought I'd take the concept and see if I could map it out. And where I've taken inspiration for mapping this 2x Tuesday out is by looking at the effort to reward ratio. But I've switched the two around. So we've got on the y-axis, which is the vertical axis, we have time. How much time are you investing in the thing? So you could take this broadly, like you could take it towards your business or to maybe a specific project that you're working on. A lot of time is up high, or not much time at all, which is down the bottom. And then on the y-axis, we have the reward. So you're getting a lot of reward as a result of your efforts, or not much of a reward at all. And I'll really define reward in the context of these four different quadrants. Okay, so you pass the Fiji test if you're getting a lot of reward with not putting in a lot of time. That means that when you're in Fiji, it's not like the business has stopped or is moving backwards, but things are progressing even in your absence. That means you pass the Fiji test. In the top right quadrant, we have you're getting a lot of reward, but you're having to put in a lot of time to get the reward. So your effort to reward ratio is about a 1-to-1. That is what we call time is money. And if you think about a lot of the physical locations, a lot of sort of cafes, they open between the hours of like 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. They're only making money during those opening hours. So if you want to move to what that means is if you get whisked to Fiji, you're not there to put in the investment. You're not getting any reward. So you need to start thinking it. And I think the ultimate manual for you is free time. That's what the book is all about, is how do you make yourself replaceable? How do you create the systems and the tiny teams and the habits to enable that? Time is money. And our top left, the quadrant I have there is, where is the payoff? Okay, so you're putting in a lot of time. You're putting in a lot of time into a project or your business, but you can't see the reward just yet. Now, this is a really interesting one in the definition of reward. And it also links to something Dori Clark talks about, which is the long game, but also consistency. Everyone tells us we've got to be consistent. We've got to be consistent. Yet when we're starting things out, we can be consistently doing the thing, but we're not seeing the reward just yet. It's a long-term reward. We're playing the long game. However, I do think you need to be rewarded in the short term through the internal rewards. What I mean by that is, externally, you might not be getting a lot of downloads on your podcast. Externally, you might not be making sales. Externally, things just may not be seeming to happen. The metrics may not be there. But internally, and my example with first-time facilitators, I was producing these episodes, it takes up a lot of time. Internally, though, I was getting a reward from every episode. I was making new connections, building new relationships. I was developing my craft in being a podcast interviewer. There were so many things that were happening as an internal reward that kept me moving. At the same time, though, you just got to ask yourself, is there growth opportunity? Am I learning something? Is it in the direction of where I want to go? So that's an interesting one. When we come to defining reward, what is the difference between the two? Is where is the payoff? You know, is it worth the effort? Is it worth this time investment? And should I just trust the process? Is it in alignment with where I want to go? So that's a really interesting one, that dynamic between where's the payoff and time is money. And there's also the dynamic between that, where's the payoff, and our final quadrant, which is you're putting in little effort, little time, right? But you're getting little reward as well. So I would sense this as being a distraction. And these things, while they don't suck up a lot of time, it's the distraction piece of the context switching, which can pull us away from creating the systems, building our teams, documenting policies and the ways we're working in order to enable us to go to Fiji and get off the grid for 3 weeks. Social media, I think, can sometimes be a massive distraction. It's like maybe on Instagram, I might spend 30 minutes through the day, but it's that context switching of moving between the items and thinking, oh, I need to do this, and messaging and all of that, which can take away from the deep work. So there's the four quadrants. You pass the Fiji test. Time is money. Where's the payoff? And ugh, I feel really distracted. So I want you to think about this probably in easy ways, rather than thinking about it like really generally, like, oh, my business or my career, thinking about maybe one element of it and trying to map that on the reward to time ratio. For example, if you're doing a series of webinars like every month and you've been doing it for 18 months and maybe you're not getting enough people, the business isn't there, like maybe it's worth asking that question, where's the payoff? Are you still growing? Are you still developing? Are you still meeting wonderful people as a result of that, that are taking you to where you want to go? If you're in the time is money section, which is sometimes like I definitely fall into that trap, particularly when it's work that I can do. And it's just tempting to think, oh, you know, this is the whole delegation conversation. I'll be just much easier if I do it myself. It's creating that space then to think about where can I move this. And to be honest, I feel like a lot of my work is in the time is money area. When I develop new workshops and new content and helping out new clients with new things, that requires a lot of time and energy. But the reward is also high as a result. But how am I maybe creating space for myself in future? So what thing I did, I signed up for Jenny Blake's Notion VIP program. So she's put a whole sort of business operations and manager manual and all her templates for running her business using a tool called Notion. And so I've committed to doing that this year so that I can maybe in future bring someone on in the business that will allow me to go to places. I'm traveling to Thailand, I'm traveling to Hawaii, I'm going to Melbourne in a few weeks for the Formula One. That, you know, when I'm away, I wish that things would actually improve in my business. But at the moment, when I'm away, I have to be checking things and I have to be responsive. So that's the 2 by Tuesday for today. Where are you? Sing out, let me know. You send me a message on LinkedIn, Instagram DM at Leanne Hughes, or email hello@leannehughes.com. I love hearing from all of you and excited to bring you more content in future. Chat to you soon. You're the best. Thank you so much for tuning in to Work and Live Large. I really appreciate you. If you know someone in your network and you think, oh my gosh, they've got so much potential, like I want them to live and work larger, send them this episode. I think they might appreciate it. I also appreciate hearing from you, your feedback, your thoughts, your questions, anything. You can shoot me an email, hello@leannehughes.com, or find me on LinkedIn, just search for Leanne Hughes. Stay up to date with all the episodes by heading on over to leannehughes.com/subscribe, and all the best with your week as you go around living it up.